Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickison. Joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Ian, good to see you as well.
And last week, you left us with a challenge. I got a rumbling in my stomach over this one.
Hey, no spoilers. I said start with the phrase Halley's Comet. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for a part of the body and a five-letter word for where that body part is located. What are the words?
Well,
if you change one of the E's to a B, you can spell the aforementioned stomach and belly. All right, Ian, released on April 17th, 1937, Porky's Duck Hunt marks the first appearance of the cartoon character Daffy Duck. In the short, he's an unnamed minor character, although he is voiced by Mel Blanc, who would provide his voice for 52 years. But he would soon develop into the Daffy Duck we know today. To commemorate our fine feathered friend, this week I've brought some questions about ducks.
Can't wait.
Duck Records, a subsidiary of Reprise Records, is a label owned by what rock musician, who has released many of his recent albums on the label, including 1989's Journeyman and 1992's Unplugged, the latter of which features acoustic versions of Tears in Heaven and Layla.
Eric Clapton.
It is Eric Clapton. And, bonus fact, the guitar that he used for many of the songs on Unplugged sold at auction in 2004 for $791,500. The NHL's Anaheim Ducks were founded in 1993 as the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim and took their name from a 1993 movie about a ragtag group of kids who become a successful hockey team. The franchise was founded by what company, who built the team's stadium a short distance from one of its famous tourist attractions?
They are owned by Disney, They did not hire Coach Bombay.
That was their mistake, wasn't it?
It was.
Right. Yes, Disney is correct. And for the 2006-07 season, they changed their name to the Anaheim Ducks, and they promptly won the Stanley Cup. Originally published in 1908, The Tale of Jemima Puddle Duck tells the story of a duck who, while seeking a safe place to hatch her eggs, accepts the invitation of a fox who, unbeknownst to her, plans to eat her. Spoiler alert, she is saved by the farmer's collie. Everything works out okay. The book was one of the 23 tales, most of them about animals, written by what author?
Beatrix Potter?
Beatrix Potter is right. And before she wrote children's books, she did illustrations of fungi and spores for scientific purposes, journals and whatnot. She's also a prize-winning sheep farmer. Duck Soup is a 1933 film starring the Marx Brothers. I see what you're doing over there. And also a 1927 silent film starring what famous comedy duo, who starred in a 1933 remake, this one not a silent film, titled Another Fine Mess.
I guess Laurel and Hardy?
Good guess, that's right. And the silent version of that Laurel and Hardy movie had been lost for 50 years until a print was discovered in 1974. And finally, portrayed by actor Mark Moses, Herman Duck Phillips begins his association with the advertising agency Sterling Cooper as its director of account services. Later, he becomes president of the agency, but this is short-lived after a drunken rant leads to his firing. On what popular drama does Duck Phillips appear?
That's Mad Men.
That is correct, the Mad Men. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Send us an email or visit the web, wamc.org/anyquestions, for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word waterfowl. Change one letter to an L, not the one that's there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names. One is four letters, one is five letters, of two parts of a castle. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll see you this same time next week.
I'll send you my bill. See you then.